My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Maureen Galban, M-A-U-R-E-E-N-G-A-L-B-A-N. She was seen on November 1st, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, as well as the aging process, period. However, fatty liver and rheumatoid arthritis, as well as coronary cardiorenal syndrome secondary to coronary artery disease, status post two stents also play a role. Her recent kidney functions reveal BUN of 18, creatinine of 1.10, and a GFR of 56. There is no evidence of proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 61 milligrams, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments, period. Unfortunately, we do not have any previous labs to compare this one to, period. She denies any urinary symptoms, period. Based on the recent lab and the recent CT of the abdomen and pelvis, the patient does not have active kidney disease, as evidenced by the lack of protein in the urine. Also, because her kidney function, her kidney sizes and thickness have remained unremarkable. Period. There is no evidence of medical renal disease. However, she does have mild to moderate bilateral renal cortical scarring without any other significant concerns, period. The CT of the abdomen did reveal severe hepatic steatosis and hepatomegaly, period. However, it did not show any cirrhosis, period. The patient is instructed to follow up with her PCP for possible annual monitoring with abdominal ultrasound, period. Period. We will repeat the labs in 6 months to see if everything remains stable. And if it does, then we'll follow up on an annual basis. Period. Next line, vitamin D deficiency with a vitamin D25 level of 21. We started her on vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily. Period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which has remained stable with blood pressure of 138 over 79, continue with the current regimen and decrease sodium intake of 2 grams in 24 hours. Period. She is euvolemic. Next line, fatty liver, as previously stated. She will follow up with her primary care provider, Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E. Next line, rheumatoid arthritis, which is asymptomatic at this point. She follows with her rheumatoid, with Dr. Torres, the rheumatologist, on a regular basis. Next line, history of breast cancer, which is in remission. Due status post chemotherapy and radiation. Period. She has been in remission for 15 years. Beta thalassemia, anemia. She follows at the Florida Cancer Center on a regular basis for management. History of opioid and alcohol dependence. She is sober now. Next line, hyperlipidemia with unremarkable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen. Next line. Her kidney functions are stable enough to continue the fenofibrate. However, we will leave this at the discretion of the primary care provider to see if he would like to continue it for the hyperlipidemia. Next line, coronary artery disease. That is post two stents. He follows with Dr. Athapan, A-T-H-A-P-P-A-N, cardiologist, on a biannual basis. She is currently taking Brilinta. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup and